Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
The siege of northern Gaza by the Israeli army is continuing and is causing major problems for the few remaining functional hospitals in the region. An estimated 130,000 people have been displaced during the three-month siege, and essentials such as food and medicine and fuel are not getting through. For the latest on the northern Gaza siege and how it's affecting the health system, I spoke just before I came on air with Dr. Mohamed Salah, acting director of Al Auda Hospital in northern Gaza. So, Dr. Salah, thank you for bearing with us. So, what I've heard from you is no food, no medicine, no supplies for 3 months. The last time we spoke, you told us you and your colleagues were only getting one meal a day. Is that still the case?
Yes, one meal, and also this one meal is only a small piece of bread or a dish of rice. Before, we have one meal, but we have some quantities to eat. And actually, there is really no food in the north. Nothing is entered for people and for hospitals. So more than 3 months without food, more than 2 months without medication, medical supplies, and also more than 2 months without fuel. We are really go to Kamal Adwan Hospital to bring some fuel, because the Israelis allowed to WHO to enter some fuel to Kamal Adwan Hospital, but they are not allowed to allow the hospital to enter any of the fuel or medication or medical supplies.
So how are you treating? How are you treating patients, if I can jump in, without fuel, without medication?
So we have the small quantity of fuel. We are running the generator is only 4 hours in the morning. It's for any operation to do. Fasting, we are doing the operation in 4 or 5 hours per day. We are running the generator 1 hour at night only to recharge the battery. We have batteries. You know, we're charging the battery. We're using, we have a schedule for running the hospital, but it's not running the hospital for full capacity, because we know we need high energy of electricity for, you know, for sterilization, for laboratory, for some of the device that we have. And always we are prepared, also we are prepared the food inside the hospital, because there is no markets, no places to prepare the bread. We prepare the bread here because we don't have any of markets outside.
So you're trapped.
Medical supplies, we are.
It seems that you, if I can ask you, you seem to be trapped because you can't move on the streets. And is it true that an ambulance driver or ambulance drivers were killed going to Al Auda Hospital? Was it yesterday?
Yes, yesterday there is one of the ambulance driver. He worked in Kamal Adwan Hospital. He coming walking in the streets, coming to Al Auda Hospital, close to Al Auda. The Israeli occupation forces bombing him, and he's died immediately. And you know, there is now no ambulance in the north in Gaza, no ambulance in Al Auda Hospital, no ambulance with Minister of Health ambulances, no ambulance of medical services ambulance, no civil defense ambulance. Nothing is moved because the Israelis destroyed all the ambulances, and which ambulances can work, they are not allowed to pick up the cases from the field. So the cases is coming alone. So now today they are bombing people in close to Beit Hanun. They are coming walking, the injured, and they are bleeding. They are coming because there's nobody can move there to bring them. Some of cases they are bring them with a bicycle, with animals. They're bringing them with animals. Actually, the situation has become worse and worse, and we are dealing with the situation with a very hard, very hard, difficult challenges related. Also, the medical supplies, we don't have that much quantity of medical supplies. The medication, also we don't have. So the doctors are dealing, and the staff, the medical staff is dealing with the cases by the issues that we have it, but we need. We need more and more.
Do you know, Dr. Mohamed Salah, what the Israeli spokespeople say to us when we ask them about targeting healthcare facilities or allowing patients free movement and so on, and medical supplies? They say they don't target hospitals or healthcare facilities or healthcare personnel. What do you say?
No, they are targeted for the hospital. They are bombing out the hospital more than 12 times. They are bombing our two inpatient departments and destroy 50% of the capacity of beds for out the hospital. Six of my staff are killed inside the out the hospital. Three of them by bombing and three of them by sniper. They are also injured. One of my staff is injured before 1.5 months. Once he is injured and we are amputated his arm, he is inside the hospital. So always they are targeting the hospital, especially out the hospital. Also at Kamal Adwan Hospital, every day there is target for Kamal Adwan Hospital. And for Rauda, it's not also the same, but it's always they are bombing in the outdoor area of Rauda Hospital. They are destroying some of our store inside the hospital. Actually, they are targeting because the last thing that people is go and to be strong people is if there is no hospital, the people will die and nobody can take care.
Well, doctor, you've been telling us this. Your story has been consistent for the last 3 months. Anytime we've spoken with you, you have always told the same story. But that is then a war crime, is it not, on the IDF's part?
Yes, what's happening is really the war crime. What's happening is a genocide in the north, especially because they are killed, many of them. They are killed the people inside their houses. They are killed the people inside the shelters, and there is nothing, no resistance. Actually, they are going and some. Now I'm speaking to you, and they are bombing many of bombs in the sounding battleground and running of shooting are surrounding the hospital, and there is no places, nothing, no people. They are bombing the citizen people inside the house.
Dr. Mohamed Salah, acting director of Al Auda Hospital in northern Gaza. We'll talk again soon, I hope. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, and stay safe.